Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited that our good friend Ellen Rohr is back on the show. Ellen has been with us before, and last time she was here, she told us about how she actually almost put her own family business in the hole and buried it. And figured it out, and she's turned it around, and now she's helping people like you and me with that perspective. And she's written a number of books called The Bare Bones Business Plan, The Abyss Plan, also, there's the four or five of them here. Where Did the Money Go? How about that one? I bet you're looking for that book, aren't you? And also The Weekend Biz Plan. She's a columnist. You see her byline all over the place, and she's one of the newest members of our Brain Trust, Ellen Rohr. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. I'm excited to be here.
It's good to have you.
And talk pricing.
Have you? Exactly. And I love your book. I love the title, Where Did the Money Go? Boy,
yeah.
Howdy. That's the lament of small business owners who did not know how to price their products.
It's so true because, I think people think that they can cut their way to health. Well, if I just cut expenses, what is there to cut? I don't see corporate debts in most business owners. Financial
right.
statement.
Right.
No, there are some exceptions, but they're not the ones who call me. The folks who call and ask, where did the money go, are usually not charging enough. There's not enough money there in the first place.
Well, you know, a lot of times when people call you or talk to me or whatever about pricing over the years, it's always about pricing. It's always about, okay, should I charge $1.50 for this or $1.99 for this? Should I charge, $50 an hour for my time, or $150 an hour, and those are things you have to determine, but that's not really the headwater of this issue, is it? The headwater is understanding the whole concept of why you're doing what you do and why people do business with you.
Yeah, and I think that people neglect themselves when it comes to pricing. They get the idea that if I'm going to sell a widget for this much, I should mark it up for something. But the big cost, the big expense should be what you pay yourself and your people.
Right.
And the difference between a high-priced provider and a low-priced provider is what they will take out of the company, what they will pay the great people who come to work with them. That
right.
makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, for the big companies, the price point is really important because they're selling commodities. They're selling
right.
volume, and they've got to watch the pennies. If one company sells it for $1.99, another one sells it for $1.95, then that's a competitive issue there for them. But they've got that's because the phone book is their prospect list.
Right.
For small companies, the phone book is not our prospect list. We only need to do business with those people who want what we have and who are willing to pay what we need to charge for what we want to sell them. But of course, we have to deliver the value. And that's what I meant by why are you doing what you're doing and why do these people care about that? That's the foundation of whether you charge $1.50 or $2.50, isn't it?
It is. I told you about my friend when we were on the break, a fellow I'd been visiting with for years, went out of business, didn't make enough money, decided to give it another try. And he wrote me an email and said, of course I'm not going to charge as much as my competitors charge. Like, idea that if I am smaller, my price should be smaller too. And I couldn't use enough capital letters as I responded back to him. What are you talking about? Because if you can establish why you're different and better, if you can be what the big guys ain't, then you can find a wealth of opportunity. Some people don't like shopping with the big boxes. Why
That's
don't
right.
you be the person who helps them in that situation? If you're not a commodity was the key word you said, Jim. When it's a commodity like corn or rice, then it becomes a matter of, well, how much per pound? But even then, if you can differentiate your product, my rice is organic, then you can
right.
charge more. So it's all about finding out why you're different and better. And when you're smaller, there is a wealth, there's a gold mine in the marketplace where people don't want to work with big boxes.
Well, and that's exactly right. And so, see, this is why, Ellen, that I tell people that they should thank Walmart when they come to town. Because Walmart, and my tongue is only somewhat in my cheek when I say that, Walmart is what Walmart's job for a small business owner is to take those people out of their business who are never going to do business with them anyway. Those people who are only looking for price are not your prospects. And if you can't find a way to, if you can't find enough people who are willing to pay for the special sauce that you put on your commodities, and everything you sell is a commodity, if you can't find enough people to pay for that special sauce that you charge enough for to do what you said, Ellen, to pay yourself and to capitalize the growth of your business, then you don't have a good business model. That's what I think.
I agree with you. And so let's talk about, can we just dive into a good selling
Absolutely.
Price formula?
Absolutely.
Let's start with service companies. Now, a service company is one where the widget is time. So this is a massage therapist, a plumber,
consultant,
a doctor, all right? Okay, someone who sells time. Their skill is delivered in the widget of time through what they have in their heads and what they can do with their hands. All right, now if you want to hang up your shingle as a plumber, you know I work with a lot of contractors, so let's use a plumber, okay?
Right.
If you want to work all by yourself, start with this. Add up your cost of doing business, and then divide that number, by that dollar amount, add all those costs up, divide that number by the number of hours you could sell.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take an example. Suppose you want, one of your costs is you, and you want to make $100,000 this year. And let's look at how many hours you could turn wrenches for your customers and get paid for it. Well, if there's 50 weeks in a year, and you want to work 40 hours a week, now, I know these are round numbers,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking,
mm-hmm.
oh, 40 hours,
I'm going
to work 100 hours. That's not the point. You didn't
mm-hmm.
go into business for yourself to work 100 hours a week. So 50 weeks in a year, take a couple weeks off for vacation, 40 hours a week, you have 2,000 potential hours to bill your customers.
Right.
Unless you have some evidence to the contrary, my advice is that you cut that number in half. Half that time.
Right.
Could be spent in front of the customers,
that's
and the
right.
other half of the time doing all sorts of things,
yep.
cleaning the truck.
And then you divide that
home.
Number into your $100,000, right?
Divide that number into your $100,000. So if you have 1,000 billable hours over the course of the year, and that's very realistic
right.
for a service company, 1,000 billable hours per man is realistic. Divide
right.
that 1,000 into your $100,000. You have to charge $100 an hour just for your salary, and you haven't bought a pencil yet.
There's your formula, folks. We're going to get into this more right after these messages with Ellen Rohr. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. Her book is called Bare Bones Biz Plan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.